Triple M's Fishing Best Bet. For Watson's Caravans and Hastings Marine, the outdoor specialists, Hastings River Drive, Port Macquarie.
Yes, and here he is, the one and only, the great man of Bluey Waters. Good morning, Bluey.
Morning, Shorty.
It is a lot warmer today, isn't it? It's not just me.
Yes. Yeah, no, it's warmer today. We're up about 5 degrees.
Yeah, well, not really. It's got to be warmer than that, Bluey.
No, I don't think so.
At 9 degrees, I think it is, at the official weather station, and that's out, like, below sea level, out west at the airport. Fair dinkum. Anyway, because I saw the Milko this morning. He's got shorts and a short-sleeve shirt on. How's he going?
He needs counselling.
No, he sees running. That's what happens when you're Milko. You run, see?
Right.
My halcyon days, I could eat anything, do what I like, Bluey. But not now. Get older. What about fishing yesterday? It was the most gorgeous day.
Well, it turned out quite nice, and we didn't do too bad. The beaches were a bit hard to fish because those seas up a little bit, but they picked up a couple of handy tarter out there, and in the estuary we found some nice brim. So it wasn't too bad a day, actually. Flathead's still lurking around with its water temperature up at the present moment, and I couldn't see why we couldn't even pick up a few whiting also, because the water temperature's quite good at the moment.
Yeah, well, Hutto's talking about around the rocks and north, 24 degrees, Hutto. Can you believe it?
Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Right, now, today you've got your southerly winds continuing, although they've never got it right, you know, with the strength of this wind. They're saying 20 knots again today. They're saying the swell's going to 4 metres. You've got the bottom of the tide at 10, then things warm up a bit, and you've got your rising tide through until 4. Ideal for a lunchtime fish, Bluey. Where are we going?
Yeah, we're out to the estuary, as I say. We might have a bit of problem with this southwester breeze today. It will get up a little bit, but I think we'll still be fishable. We're out to the estuary, and we'll take a few prawns with us, and we'll try for a blackfish or a nice quality brim.
Blackfish or brim on prawns. Any clubs out this weekend?
Yeah, I've got results through from the North Haven Bowling Club Anglers first. They had a comp on the weekend and did quite well too. Deep Sea Boys, they had snapper to 1.5 kilos. Spotted mackerel around 5.3 kilos. Mac tuna, all around the 5 kilo mark. Beach and Rockers, they had tailor to 1.5 kilos, drummer to 2.3 kilos, and back in the estuary, they had some brim to 0.75 kilo, blackfish just under the kilo mark, and a nice flounder at 250 grams.
Oh, very nice indeed. Very nice. Yeah. And anyone out this weekend?
Yeah, we've got one club out, and it's because we had all the clubs out last weekend. We must be getting near the end of the month, of course, and the Lake Cat-Eye Amateur Fishing Club are hosting the Mid-North Coast Deep Sea comp on this weekend. So it's a 1 o'clock weigh-in at the rear of the clubhouse with a barbecue.
Thank you, Dave.
And I'd also like to mention that the Kempsey High Bowlers, that's Paddle Properties boys, they're out selling tickets this Friday.
Yep.
For the Five to Kids. That's at Chatty's General Store.
Yeah, that's right. Just before you go over the bridge on the right.
Yeah, okay, so Chinese. they're there from probably 7 till 10 o'clock, and they're selling raffle tickets there. So if you want to buy a few tickets for Five for Kids,
give me Five for Kids, yep.
General Store.
All right, and also Gwenny and Kath are out Friday. This will be their third week they're out, so they're 2 weeks on Paddle Pop in front of the IGA in Maxville, Bluey.
Right, very good.
Yeah, yes. Fantastic stuff. And we've got some really good gear coming up that people can buy through auction. And talking about that yesterday, and particularly Maxville, we know what a big heart they've got in the beautiful Nambucca Valley there, Bluey. You've got to congratulate Colin of Maxville, who paid $330 to play golf with Donnie and I. And he's going to get the pleasure of driving with Miss Don. driving Miss Don. He's driving the cart, and he's got what he calls a picker-upper, a Bluey. So if Colin hits a shocker, right, and only goes about 10 yards, he won't have to get out. Get back in the cart, Don will go over, and he's got this picker-upper thing, Bluey. We'll pick up his ball for him. How about that?
Oh, how good's that, eh?
Now, he's staying in Port Macquarie. He's coming from Maxville, right? So we have to give Colin a lift there and back. So he's going to get a full day of us, Bluey, a full day of Don and I. There you go. Anyway, look.
Yeah, it's best.
Yeah, and you're so generous, Colin. We really appreciate it. Of course, big auction. We've got the 100 Club there. We've got a Gold Coast holiday on offer, Bluey, on Friday. Also, we've got the Ray Hadley autograph memorabilia, like the Newcastle Knights wood cover, and also the beautiful Bota straw golf hat with the band autographed by Ray, the 100 Club, and it's going to be a really full day there on Friday at the beautiful Kew Country Club. If you want to play, $90 for your team of three. You get the barbecue, a beverage, more laughs than you'll ever have. It's a footy theme. And we're all wondering, given Parramatta's position, whether Fathead's going to go with... I don't think he'll go with the current jumper. I reckon... See, this is what I did when the Roosters got the spoon. I'm going with the... I reckon he'll go with the Heritage Parramatta jumper, like I did. I've got the 1975 one rather than get the jumper that we got when we ran last in 2009, Bluey. Do you know where I'm coming from here?
I do know where you're coming from.
Oh, jeez. Anyway, you want to play, give Luke Garrell a call at the Pro Shop at Q and come just have a great afternoon, Friday afternoon. What a better way to spend a weekend, Bluey. Well, the start of a weekend anyway.
Yeah, that's great. It's going to be a great day, and the weather looks like it's going to be perfect for you.
Yeah, for sure. But that means no excuses, Bluey.
That's it.
Anyway, let's have a look at this. In the most complicated tipping comp there is in the world. Oh, gee, here he is, Bluey Waters, with the Sports Power League Ladder.
Hello, to Gordo on Gordon Street. Well, I tell you what, Paddle Pop's redeemed himself, and he's taken the lead back from me. I'm in second place. Troy Dilko is still in third, but the big news is that Taylor Taps redeemed himself.
Redeemed himself.
He's back into the top 20, and the worm has dropped out.
The worm has dropped out of the top 20.
Yes, the worm has gone.
Oh, dear. Might
be happy.
Now, is he here at the moment, or is he putting his tips in from far afield?
Yeah, from far afield.
Oh, okay, there he is, probably out at Lightning Ridge or somewhere. I don't know.
Oh, you wouldn't know where he goes.
He's looking for 40 points.
Between him and ANZ, they clock up more Ks than a taxi.
I know. Where is ANZ at the moment? I knew he was away for a week.
He's just come home for a couple of days, and he's back up again down to Port Stephens.
Okay, fair enough. Now, the other thing is, next Friday, it's the Give Me Five for Kids Bowls Day at Port City, right? And it's because it's raising money for the children's wards at the hospitals, it's a Wiggles theme. Now, the black pants are no problem, Bluey, but what we're finding difficulty with is the skivvies.
Yes.
If any, we are on a skivvy search. Now, if worst comes to worst, I think Best and Less have got them. There's ladies' ones we can wear. And I think ANZ... You think ANZ got one yesterday. I'm still searching. I've got to go to Kmart today. I've rung the co-op. The search continues. Now, worst comes to worst, we're all going to have to be Jeff. You okay with that, Bluey? We're all going to have a purple skivvies on. You okay with that?
Wake up, Jeff.
Yeah, but I'm coming to get you in a big red car, the Triple M truck.
Oh, that'll be all right, then. I can have a snooze in the back, then.
That's right. And I'll have the song on for you and everything, Bluey, when we come to pick you and say ANZ up. Actually, is Susan got kids at the moment?
Yes.
Well, they can come out and have a look at us all getting into the big red car. Anyway, more next week. We've got to get the golf over first. And for those fishing today, you're sending us out to the estuary.
Out to the estuary, take a few prawns and try for a nice big blackfish or a quality brim.
Thank you, Bluey.
Cheers.
Ostronny!